KODY.
And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Thank you to State Senator Mike Groney for joining us here in the studio discussing different state issues and getting our legislative update with Senator Groney. Joining us now, candidate for mayor of North Platte, Lonnie Parsons. Lonnie, how are you, sir?
I'm great. It's kind of a little chilly out today, but a little bit of moisture in the air. I think it's probably going to rain today.
Hopefully it's just rain.
They've got that forecast plus some white stuff.
Well, I asked Alexa before I left, and she said no snow today.
So. Oh, good.
I hope she's right. I hope she's right.
Carry her on into office
right,
with you, will you?
Right?
Now, Lonnie, of course, tomorrow's the big day. A lot of people, we were talking about off the air, a lot of people have voted by mail already, but let's talk to those people that haven't voted yet. Why should they vote for you to become North Platte's next mayor?
Well, I think I have more experience than anybody else in the field, and, you know, I'm going to have the heart for the citizens of North Platte. I'm going to have their back. It was kind of a little bit discouraging to me to read some of the talkbacks on the paper, mm-hmm. You know, on the talkback part that people thought that I was only doing this for my own benefit. That was kind of wild. People really don't know me if they really believe that, because I wouldn't do that, you know. So that was kind of discouraging, but at least there wasn't a lot of talkback about it, so that was good. So, you know, I think I got a lot of experience, and I can change our revenue streams and take care of our budget and tighten our belt and make things a lot better for the city. That for sure I know.
Now, when you talk about experience, you do have experience, and it's unique experience with the city government, because this will be your first time as an elected official if you're elected, but you've dealt with pretty much every branch of our city government at one point or another.
Right. I really have. I've, you know, building homes. I've been in the inspections department, development department over city streets, and engineers department on sewers and water, parks department when we did the national tournament here, you know. And for the years, I worked with Lyle over there.
Good guy.
For the softball field, you know. So I really have. I worked in every department of the city. Got to know the people, see how things really do work, and it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an interesting day tomorrow, obviously. We have five mayoral candidates right now. Wednesday morning, we'll have had two that advance. So it'll be interesting to see the two that are going to advance out of the five.
It will be. It will be. It's kind of like got nerves, you know. You never thought
butterflies in the stomach a little bit.
Right? It's like, wonder how this is all going to play out, but yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what the North Platte voters decide, and this election cycle has been extremely challenging. At first, when you first announced your candidacy, you held some town halls on the radio throughout different wards, and that was pretty important to you. Unfortunately, because of the virus, those had to be put on pause, but if you advance from this primary going into the general, it allows it with the coronavirus. Do you plan to hold more of those town halls?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna get caught up. And I think it's very important to do those so people can really understand and see you. You know, it's a lot easier to see somebody and see if they're lying to you or the facial expressions or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think when it's face-to-face, it's a lot better deal. So we're going to do a lot more town halls, and we're going to get out and meet the people. That's our goal. When this all gets done with.
Sure, sure. Yes. And transparency has been a big part of your campaign in general, Lonnie. The transparency you've talked about time and time again, it's been a big part of your campaign, but how does that continue if you're elected as the next mayor?
Well, I think transparency is one of the easiest things that we can do in the first 30 to 60 days. You know, we got a new administrator coming in, you know, with him and the help of the accounting department, we can put together a PDF form that's every month put on our website, or you can pick up for every department, you know. And I think that's what's important, that people see what the revenue streams of every department, what they spend their money on. I think that's kind of important. I think that when we say we're going to do these projects, we need to like put a percentage out there, you know. Are we completed? Have we started them? You know, we have like 3 and 5 year plans, and some of them 3 and 5 year plans have been the same 5 year plans for 15 years, you know. So we need to accomplish some of the things that we set out to do, and I think transparency is one of the ways to do it. Makes people feel like they can trust the city again, and I think that, you know, maybe some of the negativity on social media will be reduced, you know, if people really know what's going on, and that's what I hope anyway. So transparency is one of my biggest issues.
Yeah. And, well, and it, like you mentioned, too, that's something that you can hit the ground running with that. That can be the ball can be started with that as you're sworn into office. There's some other things we've talked about here throughout the election cycle that it's going to take time. It's going to take time to resolve some of our housing issues. It's going to take time to resolve Iron Eagle. But do you feel those hot topics are things that can be resolved within your first term if you're elected as the next mayor?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I mean, that's it has to be, right? We can't keep kicking the can down the road. It was kind of like, you know, I did the Dixie Project at Dixie and Phillip, and there's that Dixie Street that runs from A Street to Phillip.
Mm-hmm.
Not very wide. I mean, and, you know, they've been kicking that can down the road forever. Well, then all these people are worried about more traffic down their street. You know, when I was a firefighter, which was a long time ago, third fire station was built out on 2nd Street, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and the
right.
biggest plan was they'd be able to leave the fire station and take a direct shot to Phillip. So they were going to redo Dixie Street and everything so the fire trucks could at least get to Phillip Street because time is essential.
Right.
So now the fire trucks have to leave and go west four blocks or whatever before they can turn south to hit the Phillip, you know. So, I mean, that didn't happen. They just kicked the can down the road, and now it's we just got to stop kicking the cans. We just got to get things done. And easily done, right? I mean, housing, I see that they're starting to do it. We just need to be aggressive. We need to really be aggressive on that part. It's not necessarily, it was kind of crazy this week. I have a home on Cedarberry that I guess my lilac bushes were out 8 inches into the alley, so I got a letter. But, you know, I think I don't get some of that. I understand the weeds and things, but we have a lot of properties in town that need to be cleaned up. We have housing for people that that is atrocious, and we're worried about a few weeds leading over into an alley is crazy. You know, we should maybe take those people and put them into our health department, inspect some of these houses, and start making a better place to live for some of these people. That's what I think.
I think you bring up some good points, Lonnie, and you mentioned being aggressive in terms of our housing issue. You've mentioned on the program before, you want to be aggressive in terms of employment opportunities here in North Platte, and it's great to have the Union Pacific Railroad. It's great to have those big employment opportunities like we have with UP, the DC, and the hospital. But it's great to have the places like Baumgartner's, as an example I use often, that they bring in some good retail but also employ a good chunk of people.
Yes, and I really believe there's more of them out there. You know, we talked before, when Walmart Distribution Center comes somewhere, they just don't flip a coin or throw a dart at a map and say, look where we're going. We're going to North Platte, Nebraska, you know. They do a ton of research. And if they pick North Platte, Nebraska, there has to be some other distribution centers that would pick North Platte, Nebraska. So we just haven't touched on those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about people in North Platte that want to build their businesses and grow. We should help them more than anybody because we've already seen what they've done in the past. And it'd be a lot easier to take their history and build on that, to make them a better place, to grow their economy, to employ more people. That's what we should be really working on. You know, if we grow our people that we have now, when people come here to look at us, they'll be like, oh, these people, they take care of their own. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's important nowadays, you know, more than ever. I think when people look at places, they look at our social media a lot. I mean, they have...
Yeah.
They have people. That's all they do in their organization.
Yep. Hey, they monitor that online world.
They do. And when we have negativity as much as we do on two places, it's like crazy that – and then they blame the government. You know, the people blame the government because they're not doing their job. But maybe we should look at what we're posting and things and maybe try to relax on that a little bit. And that would probably help bring some of these people.
As a youth coach and as a member of the community, you always talk about how your big thing is if you're going to complain or if you're going to say this needs fixed, be willing to do it. And that's the big reason why you've decided to run for mayor of North Platte is you see that there's a way that things could be fixed and you want to tackle it.
I do. And you're right. You know, over the years, for a long time, 25, 27 years I've coached softball. That seems crazy. But, you know, when girls complain about something, I say, you know, unless you're willing to go out and join that organization, then don't complain, right? Because it's easy to complain. It's harder to go out and join it, right, to make the change. And that's what I told them. I said, well, you know, I'm done complaining. It's time to try, you know, to get elected and to make changes for North Platte. So that's one of my biggest reasons I did run for mayor.
And tell us about the time commitment. Obviously, we know that the mayor's job is part-time, but we ask full-time from the mayor. Mr. Livingston could speak to that tremendously, and Mr. Hawks, who I know you have a good relationship with as well, because the mayor has so much on their plate, and sometimes even more gets piled on. But in terms of your availability for the time, Lonnie, how much time do you have to dedicate to the mayor's job?
Well, I've already talked to all my managers and stuff, told them what we were doing before I did it to make sure that I could. I'm going to dedicate my 40-hour week to being a mayor. I think it's very important. It's probably going to be 60 hours, right? I mean, there's things after 5 o'clock that you have to attend.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, these kids and stuff, when they want the mayor to come out to be part of their organization or something, or come out and shake their hands or come meet them, they want the mayor of North Platte to do that. They don't want the city administrator or the accountant or whoever's available that day to go out there. I mean, that seems to me a little crazy to do that. So I will not do that. If I have 5 things scheduled at the same time, we're going to have to probably speed along, but we're going to get through them.
Do some turbo handshaking.
Turbo handshaking. Sorry, guys. Got to hit the next place.
Turbo handshaking.
Or it's going to be quick high fives rather than a full handshake or something.
It's probably going to be the elbow hit. Right?
The elbow hit. Yep, we've got those going
there's
now.
There's times I wish I was a good caricature artist because I'd have the turbo handshake.
The turbo handshake. Yeah, a politician's best friend, right?
Right.
Again, we have Lonnie Parsons joining us, candidate for mayor of North Platte. Lonnie, we've talked about a lot of different things. Anything else you'd like to hit on this morning, sir?
Well, you know, I just want to say whatever happens, you know, it's been an eye-opening experience for me over the last 4 months.
Sure.
You know, I've learned a lot, even though I thought I knew quite a bit. But one of the crazy things is how many people have reached out to me with their concerns of the city or asking me questions or things that made me feel really good, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that still have that want to see change in North
Platte.
People care. They do care.
People care.
That was kind of the most interesting thing, you know. The virus comes along and we weren't, you know, I told my campaign, we're taking a back seat to the virus. Whatever happens, happens. So we've got like 92 signs we didn't even put out because I just didn't feel like it was right, you know, that I don't want to be out there pushing myself when there's other people that we need to take care of. So things like that have changed, I guess, the election.
Yeah.
I've never really been into an election before, but it feels like it's changed the election.
Oh, it definitely has.
Right. And, you know, mail-in ballots, what did Grony just say? It was 90%?
I think it was about 90.
It's a high number, yeah.
90% people have already...
Record numbers in the state. So.
And you said it's not record numbers since what year?
2016, we had some big numbers. And I think Friday 2020 broke 2016's numbers. So,
and last time was when they decided to take the city back from the
illegal
days.
Yeah, the last time we had that much interest in the specific office for city of North Platte was back into the 50s when we had the little Chicago days that North Platte was getting the comparisons to, and a lot of illegal gambling, illegal prostitution, a lot of nasty stuff like that going on. So it tells you just how important this election is that we have those numbers once again for office.
It is, because, you know, it seems like in the past, you know, 3,000 people seemed like that's what voted during the mayor's things, you know. It seemed like it was like 1,800 to 1,500, but I might be off on that. But this year it seems like a lot of people have voted. So that's good. We'll see how this all plays out.
It's a big election year. And Lonnie, your favorite question: if folks want to get more information about you before they check that ballot box tomorrow, how can they do so, sir?
Well, I've been practicing this for 4 months, so I'm getting better at this. So my Facebook is Parsons for North Platte. You can go there. But better to call me or text me, 308-520-3820. That would be the best, because then I can reach out right away and to your responses or answer your questions on the phone.
Yeah, and it could be on the spot. You can get Lonnie's original response right then and there.
There on this, just like you do here.
Yeah,
Justin,
yeah.
You
the
do
beauty
a good
of
job,
live radio.
Right?
Well, thank you, Lonnie. It's been a pleasure having you on here the past couple of months. Best of luck to you tomorrow, sir.
I appreciate it. It's been fun also with you guys.
We've sure enjoyed it. So, more coming up on KODY after an update with the one and only Rush Limbaugh.